Thank you, Pastor. What a blessing to be in the service tonight. We're grateful the Lord's given us this time together. And thank you for the kind invitation to come and share in these days as the Lord would direct us. And I appreciate that and honored to stand in this place where this man of God stands week in and week out and preaches the word of the Lord. And I do ask humbly for your prayers tonight, the Lord might help us. I call your attention, if you have a Bible with you tonight, to the Acts of the Apostles, the book of Acts, chapter number 13. And I want to begin reading with verse 40. As a matter of fact, we'll just read two verses there, verse 40 and verse number 41. The book of Acts, chapter number 13, and we're looking at verse number 40 for our reading tonight, verse number 41. We're glad you that are here tonight, and I hope the Lord will speak to us and through us, and I trust we can glean and gather from His Word that would bless and benefit our lives tonight. Acts chapter 13, and we're looking at verse number 40 to begin our reading tonight. The Bible says, "Beware, therefore, lest that come upon you which is spoken of in the prophets. Behold, ye despisers, and wander and perish. For I work a work in your days, a work which ye shall in no wise believe, though a man declare it unto you." Heavenly Father, I want to thank you for the privilege to pray. I want to thank you, Lord, for the day you've given us and the night as well. I appreciate, Lord, the fact that you have preserved your word unto this generation and the portion you've directed my heart to. I pray now, Lord, for unction and utterance. I pray, dear Lord, for that touch that no man can preach without. I pray, dear Lord, for a few moments that, Lord, you would illuminate my mind and loose my tongue and enable me to preach and permit me to preach and literally preach through me the message that you won't proclaim to this congregation tonight. I'd ask you to call my remembrance the things that, Lord, that we've meditated on, the things, Lord, that I felt like you've spoke to my heart. And Lord, let me share with this people what you've shared with me tonight. And may the word of God go forth from these lips of clay in the power and the demonstration of the Spirit of God. May, Lord, the word of God find lodging in hearts and lives tonight. May sinners be awakened. May sinners be convicted. May sinners be brought to a place of repentance and faith. Oh, dear Lord, let nothing hinder tonight that sinner from seeing themselves as they are and seeing you, Lord, as the only and the all-sufficient Savior, and trusting you tonight, oh dear Lord, without any reservation or hesitation tonight. I pray for that child of God that may have grown cold and indifferent. May this be the night they'd get right. Oh Lord, it's already been example tonight. May others come, Lord, and may those, Lord, that are discouraged find encouragement. Those that are weak, may they be strengthened. May the hungry be fed. May we leave here tonight refreshed. May we leave here revived. May we leave here renewed. May we leave here drawn closer to you. May we leave here with a greater desire to do the will of God and the work of God. May we leave here with a greater understanding of what you would have us to do. May we leave here, Lord, that I'm more conformable into the image of Christ than we've ever been. Oh, Lord, help every one of us tonight. Do for us what we cannot do for ourselves. And Lord, that don't leave us unchanged and don't leave us like we've come, but do that great eternal and effectual work that only you can do for an individual tonight. Lord, we wait in your operating room. We wait, dear Lord, in the waiting room tonight and ask you to move upon us and help us and speak to us tonight. I pray above everything that would be accomplished tonight in every heart and every life, your name would be glorified. Your name would be magnified, our Lord, in this place tonight. And we again could behold you in your glory. We again could see you high and lifted up. Oh, Lord, what you're pleased and privileged to do in and through and for us, we'll thank you and we'll praise you. For I ask what I ask in Jesus' wonderful name. Amen and amen. Thank you for standing tonight. as we read the Word of God and then prayed together. I call your attention to this text tonight. Really, there's one word or a thought that's on my heart tonight. Of course, Paul is here preaching. Here in Acts chapter 13, he and Barnabas are on their first missionary journey. They've come to the city of Antioch of Pisidia. They've gone into the synagogue. And the men of the synagogue there, recognizing these men from Jerusalem, recognizing that they were ministers and preachers, said to them, "If you have any word of exhortation to say to us, then say on." And Paul, taking advantage of that, begins to preach to that group of people, Jews as well as Gentiles, in that place, that synagogue there at Antioch. Of course, he begins with my friend talking about the nation of Israel and how God brought them out of Egypt and then to the land of promise and on again till he gets to the Lord Jesus Christ. And then he declares unto them that the promise made to their fathers was confirmed in that person of the Lord Jesus Christ, Jesus of Nazareth, the Son of God. And he said to them, my friend, that in these famous verses that we quote often, "I be it known unto you therefore, men and brethren, that through this man is preached unto you the forgiveness of sins." And he says, "By him all that believe are justified from all things which you could not be justified by the law of Moses." And he's about to end up his message here, these last two verses that we read in our hearing tonight. As a matter of fact, are the ending of his message, are the ending of his sermon. And as he closes out the sermon, he said, "I want you to beware, therefore, my friend, that lest that come upon you which was spoken of in the prophets." What is he talking about? Then he says in verse number 41, that's where our text verse is tonight, "Behold, you despisers, you wonder and perish. For I work a work in your days, a work which you shall in no wise believe, though a man declare it unto you." He said unto them, thank God, referring to the book of Habakkuk, chapter 1 and verse number 5. Thank God, when the Lord spoke through Habakkuk and said to that prophet, to the nation of Israel, "I know you're not going to believe it. I know it's like a wonder unto you, and I know that you are despising what I have to say unto you." But he said, if you don't repent, if you don't turn, my friend, from the sin and the violence, my friend, and the oppression that you have involved yourself in, he said, "I'm going to send a nation, nation of the Chaldeans, and they're going to take you over, and they're going to put you into captivity." And Paul said to that group, "Assemble there at Antioch. Don't be like your forefathers. Don't be like those that the prophet spoke to. My friend, I don't be a despiser. I don't wonder. I don't eventually perish because you will not receive what God has declared unto you." Amen. And so there is that warning tonight. I want to focus in on that warning and especially on that word when he said, "Behold, ye despisers." Paul looked at a group of people that he never spoke to before. Paul looked at a group of people that he'd never been around before. And he said, "If you are in danger, you are in danger of being a despiser. You're in danger of rejecting and refusing, my friend, that you need to hear the most." Amen. You're in danger of that. Oh my. Hey God, I want us to look at that if we can for just a moment tonight. Behold, you despisers.
I noticed the text. You're not just despisers. He said, but then you wonder. God, you stand in amazement. But though you are first a despiser and then a wonder, he said, you're going to perish because you won't receive this counsel of God. You won't receive what's declared unto you. What's he declared? That Jesus Christ is the only Savior. That Jesus Christ, thank God, is the only way from earth to glory. That Jesus Christ is the only one that can forgive sin. And he said, if you're not careful, you're going to do like your father's done. They put much stock in them being Jews. They put much confidence in the fact that they were carrying out the ceremonies of the law. They put much stock and confidence in the fact they were children of Abraham. But he said they went away from the commandments of God. They fell to hearken to what was declared unto them. They were people that went through the motions of religion. They were people that had the truth. My friend talked about the truth, but did not live the truth, or did not let the truth abide in them. And Paul said, here you are. Jesus Christ has come down from heaven and been among you. God and dwelt among the Israelites. He has been rejected and despised of his own people. He came to his own, and his own received him not. God, he was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. And he said, if you're not careful, are you going to fit in that same category like your fathers? Are you going to go into captivity? Are you going to head to destruction? Because you're holding on to your religion. Are you holding on, God, to your ceremonialism? Are you holding on? We'd say in this day, to your church membership, to your self-righteousness, but you've omitted the law of God. Anybody hear me tonight? And he called him a despiser. Amen. Only two times in the Word of God is the word despisers used. Yet they are throughout the Word of God. And many times the word despised, or despising, or despite is used. But here and only in 2 Timothy chapter 3 is the word despisers used. And here's what it means. It means to contemn. It means to scorn. It means to slight. It means to neglect as unworthy of regard. It means, hey God, to think little or nothing of. It means in the end to be mean or despicable toward. Are you hearing me? And Paul said, but beware and take care that this gospel message, this declaration of who Jesus is, doesn't slip through your fingers, that you don't turn away from it, that you are not comfortable in your religion. Are you hearing me? That you must get to Christ. You must lay hold on him by faith. Well, are you hearing me tonight? Somebody said, what are you preaching like that for? Because that's what's on my heart. Amen. I'm telling you, I got our world, our churches are populated with people that have a leaders, just like the covenant people of the nation of Israel was, just because they had the commandments and the law of the oracles, I didn't mean they were real to their heart. That they incorporated them in their lives. And folks talk about Christ, but there's a difference in talking about Him. Are you hearing me? And Him living in you and changing you and you being a new creature. Are you hearing me tonight? And you walking in the fear of God and the joy of the Holy Ghost. And many have despised the way of the cross that leads home. They've been moved from the simplicity that's in Christ. And like the nation of Israel have gone about to establish their own righteousness instead of submitting unto the righteousness of God. Which is faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and Him alone as your only and all sufficient Savior tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh my. And Paul said that if you're not careful, you need to take warning. You need to beware lest you become a despiser. Amen. It's really becomes you slighted or, amen, you lightly regard it. Amen. Are you hearing me? Or are you listening to me? It just becomes routine to you. Amen. Are you hearing me today? Amen. The majority of our world wants a salvation that saves them from hell, but doesn't change their lifestyle. The majority of our world and the so-called modern message, hey God, of our churches in this day. Are you hearing me tonight? Hey God, is to get a ticket punch for heaven. Hey God, I live on welfare Christianity. Do as you please. Hey God, I'll be whatever you want to be. Are you hearing me tonight? Are you listening to me tonight? Hey God, and what most folks do is make some kind of commitment. I said they make some kind of a confession. Hear me. As a part of their life. Hey God, as a life being part of their life in general. Just like they're going to school, going to college, getting a degree, getting a job, getting married. They consider religion and salvation just a minute part of their life. Hallelujah. But I'm telling you, if you ever get translated out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of God's dear Son, if you ever get born again from above and become a citizen of another country, it'll not just be a part of your life. It'll not just be one of the drawers or compartments in your life. It'll be all your life. Everything will evolve and revolve around your relationship and your fellowship with Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. It's not the fact that you stand in the middle as your own God and decide what has time for this and time for that. When you're saved, you give up all your rights and become a bond slave and a servant of Jesus Christ. And then where you work and where you live and where you go to church and how you conduct your life is all controlled verse and then shut it up. Hey God, it is your life. Hey God, and everything consists and evolves and revolves around that relationship. Are you hearing me? And you do everything else. Hey God, as a member of the kingdom of God and the family of God, hallelujah. Are you listening to me? Hey God, and yet many today, I take a look at old time salvation and Christianity, and they look at it with neglect and with scorn, and they despise it. Amen. Amen. Oh, they want to be religious. Thank God. They want to be patted on the back and bagged in the community. But they don't want to go to the cross and die out to sin and self and take their place as a guilty sinner before a thrice holy God and be changed and raised and walk in the newness of life.
Well, hallelujah. I'm trying to get there. Hallelujah. I think it's what you call introduction. I don't know. I just call it preaching. Hallelujah. For I learned the words and the schools. I'm not kicking that. I didn't know what it was. I just preached. Amen. Yeah. So whatever this is, thank God, I'm just preaching. Amen. And whether it's introduction, amen, or point one, two, or three, or any sub-points, if it don't have the Holy Ghost on it, it don't amount to nothing no way.
You're right. That's it.
Come amen.
That's it.
Hallelujah.
That's it.
Well, you're God, right. Hit me tonight. Despisers. Thank God. Those that scorn, those that contemn. Oh my. And he said you're going to slight. Thank God. You're going to neglect as unworthy of regard. Amen. Take this to heart, he said. Oh my. Your forefathers back in the book of Habakkuk didn't take the warning of the prophet to heart. And he said, if you're not careful, you're not going to take it to heart. And God's going to destroy your city. Amen. Are y'all hearing me? And he did in 70 AD. I'm telling you, sinner, tonight, the message still goes forth out of you tonight. Hey God, although you're not of a Jew, hey God, natural wise, there's a warning. If you don't take heed to the gospel, quit letting it go in one ear out the other. Quit letting it go over your head. Quit letting it get by you. Amen. Quit giving just a mental agreement to it. And open your heart and let it work inside of you until it changes you for the glory of God and makes a difference in your life. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Bless his name. And you'll ask folks, are you saved? Are you a Christian? Are you a believer? Are you born again? Are you going to heaven? And they'll talk about, well, I belong to the church, or I was baptized, or amen, some other thing. All that secondary. Amen. What's primary is getting him and him getting you. Amen. Oh my. Are you listening tonight? Well, let's look just a moment. Hallelujah. I'll give you my 3 points and we'll be through tonight. Amen. First of all, I want to say tonight, thank God, when Paul spoke of despisers throughout this word of God, there are those despisers of God.
You're right, brother.
Are those who scorn him, those who want to ignore him, or contemn him, or that is, may neglect, thank God, as something light, or unimportant, amen,
by something that's little or nothing tonight. Amen.
Right,
of course, while they're doing that, they don't understand that it's because of him that they live, move, and have their being.
You're right. That's scripture.
Amen. Why does men despise God? Why does he want to make a light of God? Or why does he want to put little significance upon God? First of all, his creator. Because if he created us, hey God, if he made us, hey God, if we're his property, then somehow we're responsible to him. And the human nature, and the Adamic nature, and the sin for nature, don't want to be responsible. Hey God, are you hearing me? They want to be put loose and fancy free, and we don't want nobody ruling or reigning over us. And if he's our creator, that means, thank God, he's over us. Hey, are you hearing me? We're responsible unto him, so they despise him as creator.
You're right.
Amen.
You're right.
They despise his lordship. As a matter of fact, thank God, there's even been many religions that quit preaching lordship, salvation, and started saying, you don't have to make him Lord to be saved. You can just be saved and make him Lord later on. But may I remind you, he's not Savior. Amen. Our Lord, he's Savior and Lord. Well, in the scriptures, it's Lord and Savior. So if you're not willing for him to be your Lord, he's not willing to be your Savior. If you're not willing to bow to his Lordship, he's not willing to give you the benefits of his Saviorship. Is anybody willing to preach it all tonight? Hallelujah. Oh my. God, Lord means owner. Lord means boss. That means controls our life. Are you listening to me? I'm not talking about he's a mean Lord. Hey God, are y'all hearing me? Hey God, he's a loving Lord. Hey God, but we do come under his authority.
You're right, bro.
By the way, if it's right to preach salvation outside of lordship, if it's right to tell a sinner, just come and get your ticket punched for heaven, just come and take him as the fire escape and get out of hell, and then down the road, whenever you get ready and you get tired, hey God, I've living like you live and doing like you do, I've been making him Lord. If that's so, hey God, oh my, why don't we, when we stand before a couple that's to be married, why don't we say to them, man, the vow says you have to forsake all others and cling wholly unto this man. But now, Sue, hey God, if you still care about old Jim and old John over yonder, just go ahead and be with them however much you want to. And when you get ready, just come on back. Amen. I'd all be over here. And y'all still be married. It don't really matter how long it takes. If it's 5 years. Or if it's 50 years. And by the way, Bill. Hey, God. If Jan down the road. Or Lucy across the holler. You still want to have a flame with her once in a while. That'll be all right. We'll still marry you. And live in that. That makes as much sense as telling a sinner that they can be saved without bowing to his lordship. And why ain't the pews full tonight? And why folks are not running over to be saved? Everybody'd like to go to heaven, and sure nobody would want to go to hell. But that human pride and nature don't want to give up on sin, don't want to relinquish their home. I got on that sinful lifestyle, but you got to turn loose in order to be saved by the grace of God. And what a day when folks are despising the very creator and the very sovereign, hey God, and Lord of the universe.
Bless you, Lord.
Because they don't want him to have control. Everybody like to have God's son. The sandal wearing, blonde haired, blue eyed, 60s and 70 hippie style savior that you can fall in love with. Amen. And keep walking down the road of life. Everybody wants him. But nobody wants that one that sits on the throne. Hallelujah. Oh. Oh my. That says thou shalt and thou shalt not. Anybody listen to me tonight? I'm just preaching now. Hallelujah. Amen. Bless his name. Oh my. Thank the Lord. Well, somebody said, preach ought to make folks swear to sweat himself. I'm doing this part of it, amen. On, I'm not complaining. Amen. It's just my way and my style. Hallelujah. Despisers of God. Amen. That are the despisers of God as creator and as the sovereign of the universe. They're despisers of his goodness. Amen. Can I ask you tonight, dear friend in this congregation, have you despised the goodness of the Lord? Have you took it lightly? Have you scorned it? Have you just made it, just sort of slighted it? Amen. Have you made it like it's little? My friend, it's a little of nothing. Ain't God of little value? When Romans chapter 2, the Bible tells us these words in verse 4. Oh, do thou despise the riches of his goodness and forbearance and long-suffering, not knowing that the goodness of God leads thee to repentance? If I couldn't feel Holy Ghost conviction tonight, if I couldn't hear the voice of God calling me and the Spirit wooing and drawing me tonight, if I couldn't feel that at all and didn't feel a burden to pray, I'd sure bow my unworthy head tonight. I'd sure find me a place somewhere around here and get on my knees and say, God, thank you for your goodness. Hallelujah. Thank you for your long suffering. Thank you for your forbearance. I don't want to despise the riches of your goodness and forbearance. Hallelujah. I don't want to take it lightly. I could already be in hell. And I should be already in hell if I got justice. But I sure am glad the goodness of God is allowing me and leading me to repentance. Oh, but when you despise it, verse 5 said, you're treasuring, my friend, up wrath against the day of wrath. Amen. When you make light of it, when you say tomorrow will be just like today, and next week will be like this week, and I'll just keep going. You ought to say, if God still extends mercy, if God still extends goodness, and if not, hallelujah, we'll all perish tonight. Oh, don't despise the riches of his goodness tonight, for it is his goodness that leads thee to repentance. Amen. And then the folks not only despise the greatness of God, that is his creator, his lordship, amen, his sovereignty. Not only do they despise his goodness, but some despise his grace. Amen. And in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 28, the Bible said, he that despised Moses' law died without mercy under two or three witnesses. Of how much sore punishment suppose ye shall he be thought worthy who hath trodden underfoot the Son of God and hath counted the blood of the covenant wherein he was sanctified an unholy thing and hath done despite unto the Spirit of grace. Amen. Now I know. Amen. God help us tonight. Somebody said, "Don't preach doctrine." I don't know how you preach without preaching doctrine. I know you. I know there's some things you stay off of, but I'm telling you tonight. Thank God there are those that tell us you can't resist that Spirit of grace. But here he said, you better be careful, for there's some that despite to the Spirit of grace. Right. Y'all hear me tonight? Oh my! God help! And if if they died under Moses' law, when they despise the law, what will happen to an individual that does despite to the Spirit of grace? Just passes it by. Hey, are y'all hearing me? That just grieves it. Thank God. That won't allow the Spirit of grace to accomplish what God wants it to accomplish in your life. Are you hearing me tonight? I'm telling you. Hey, God, the Bible says in the next verse, it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God. Why? Because you've done despite. You just took it lightly. You just scorned it. Are you hearing me? You just hardened your heart. You just insisted you will. You just refused to humble yourself and go the way the Spirit of grace dealt with your heart. You're in danger of falling in the hands of a living God tonight. Amen. Are you listening to me tonight? Oh, I mean, it's one thing to despise His goodness, but it's another thing when you do despite to the Spirit of grace. Hallelujah. Are you listening to me? Oh my. Oh my. Oh, have you just shrugged your shoulders to it? Amen. Have you just said that's for that preacher? Well, poor brother Joe David Moore. He's got older now. Amen. I got gray hair. Thank God. And he just don't know the facts in the case. He's still preaching an antiquated gospel. He's still talking about things of the past. He hadn't got up to speed over this modern age. I don't have to pay attention to what he said. And all the time, when he preaches and other men of God preach to you, there's a still small voice. And there's a witness that lets you know it's the truth. But you keep walking over it. And you keep stepping over it. And you keep pushing it aside. Oh, are you hearing me? And you do despite to the Spirit of grace. And I'm telling you, friend, it's going to be a fearful thing when you fall into the hands of a living God. Are you hearing me? Amen. Hallelujah. Somebody said, preacher, that scares me. And I don't too much want to be scared. Well, I understand. Thank God you can scare folks with ghost stories, so-called. Thank God. And all things like that. And I'm not for that either. But I'm telling you, the fear of the Lord's the beginning of knowledge. And until you fear and shake in your boots and shoes of who you are by nature and that you've sinned against God and His enemy, you never will get saved. Salvation, thank God, it's not something that you can obtain or that you receive, thank God, by life and joking and popping your bubble gum and shaking somebody's hand and signing somebody's card. It'll get real serious with you. Thank God, one day in your life, and you'll see yourself on the brinks of eternity and on the banks of hell without a hope and without a Savior. Oh, help, friend. And in that moment when you cry and you call for mercy, and where there is mercy, are you hearing me? But some folks have waited too long. Some folks have despised and undespised to the Spirit of grace, and there's no longer a call. There's no longer an open door. There in eternity, they've stepped over the line tonight. God help you, friend. If God's calling, if God's speaking, obey His voice and harden not your heart. Amen. Hallelujah. Despisers. Anybody know what I'm preaching on now? Despisers of God. Oh my. Romans said they did not like to retain God in their knowledge. Amen. Are you listening to the preacher tonight? Secondly, there's not only the despisers of God, there's the despisers of the godly. Amen. Those same despisers that despise God despise the godly, the saint, the believer. Amen. Are you hearing me? There was a time in America, and I know every Christian wouldn't thought well of it. I know, amen, that Christians have been mistreated throughout even our founding. I know that. As a matter of fact, and you're aware of this, but let's talk about it just a moment tonight. I need to hurry, I know. Amen. Amen. Patrick Henry made that same famous statement, give me liberty or give me death. What he had done, he'd went to the Continental Congress that day and he had come by a man who had been whipped openly for preaching on the street corner. Amen. And he said, this is not right. Amen. And he told the men in that Continental Congress that day, and he said, hey God, if we can't have a nation where a man like that will be free to preach on the street corner, hey God, give me liberty or give me death.
That's right, brother. That's it.
Come on, preach there just a moment. Are you listening to me tonight? Thank God. In other words, he said, I don't want to have a nation, thank God, for liberty. Amen. Yeah. Or I can go to the nightclub if I want to.
Yeah.
I'm not necessarily a nation that has liberty. Or I can be a sodomite or a transgender.
Yeah.
Oh, y'all hearing me tonight? God help us. Amen. I'm not want liberty where I can burn our flag in the future, burn the Bible. I cuss God. Amen. I parade through the streets naked. That's not the liberty I want. He said, I'm interested in liberty where the gospel can have free course. And then there are those that say, hey God, we wasn't founded on Christian principles. I beg your pardon tonight. We were founded on godly and Christian principles tonight. Hallelujah. But we will to the day when there are those that despise the godly.
You're right, brother. Come on.
Listen.
You're right.
Amen. Hallelujah. It's in, I done referenced, I didn't quote it, but I referenced it. It's in 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 3. Paul is writing to Timothy and telling him about the perilous times that will come in the last days, and he gives, my friend, the condition of men, how they will be. Amen. And I'm not going to go through the list. You can read it. It's in 2 Timothy chapter 3, beginning in verse number 2. But in verse number 3, he says, now, after he named all these others, and then he named some more in verse number 4 and 5, he said, they are despisers of those that are good. Amen. So it is a sign. Amen. It is a mark of the last days when the godly or the good are despised. What does that phrase, despisers of those that are good, mean? It simply means they are hostile to virtue. Amen? And do you realize that in America tonight, vice has become virtue? Amen? The more hellish you can live and look, the more you're thought of. Amen. The more godly you try to look and dress and act and walk and talk, the more you're despised.
You're right. That's it, brother.
Amen.
Yes,
they reversed it and they've called black white and white black. Anybody hear me? Wrong white and right wrong. Anybody hear me tonight? Amen. Oh, and they can't even, hey God, admit, am I friend to the terrorist that want to destroy our people, and they blame an Islamic terrorist on a right-wing Christian. Oh, we're almost to where they were in the days of Rome, in that first century church, where Nero blamed a fault. Christians with everything. If there was a drought, he said it's a Christian's fault. If the enemy invaded, he said it's the Christian's fault. Amen. If it rained too much, he said it's the Christian's fault. Whatever happened, it is the Christian's fault. I want to tell you tonight, as Elijah told my friend King Ahab, it's not me that's troubling Israel. It's you and your father's house and your sins.
Amen. Hallelujah. Oh my. Oh, they are hostile to virtue. Amen. Who can find a virtuous woman? For a price is far above rubies. But you're scorned and laughed at if you want to be virtuous in our society. Amen. Are y'all hearing me? Oh my. Or if you want to be virtuous as a young man. But God help us today. Well, I need to go on. Amen. Did not I read somewhere that we're to add to our faith virtue? Amen. What are we preaching on tonight? Despisers. Despisers of God. Despisers of the godly. They despise our virtue. Then they despise our voice. Luke chapter 10, Jesus sends out 70. He's done sent out the 12. Now he sends out 70 by two. Amen. Sends them to the nation of Israel. Amen. And when he gets down to verse number 16, he says, "He that heareth you heareth me, and he that despiseth me despiseth you. And he that despiseth me despiseth him that sent me." Are you hearing me? And we've lived to see that day when they won't hear the voice. When they despise the voice. Amen. Hallelujah. As a matter of fact, I've had them say this to me. "Your screaming upsets me. Your screaming makes me nervous." Or, "You're screaming and I don't want nobody screaming at me." But you see them at the ball game and somebody's a-screaming and they're having a big time. And they're down yonder in the picnic and the kids are screaming and they're just laughing and having a good time because somebody's screaming. Is anybody hearing me tonight? Hallelujah. Anybody listening to the preacher tonight? Screaming. Are you hearing me? God help us tonight. Oh my. I want to say I don't think it's the screaming. Amen. They go to a rock concert or a country music concert. Any kind of concert. And they're screaming. Thank God. And they paid big money to get in there. And you can't run them off. Amen. Are y'all listening to me? Thank God. They're screaming at them singing. And folks are screaming at the singers. And they're right in the middle of it. But that's not making them nervous. So I figured out it must not be screaming is why they're nervous. Thank God, it's the, what they're hearing. It's what we're talking about. It's the message we're declaring. Hey, that gets under the skin. That makes folks nervous. Are y'all hearing me tonight? Amen. Bless his name. Preach it on despisers. The despisers. They despise our virtue, they despise our voice, then they despise our victory. Amen. Despisers of those that are good, when they see the saint living in victory with the joy of the Holy Ghost, hallelujah, and walking with the favor of God, hallelujah, and they're miserable in their condition, then they despise. You don't have to say a word to them. You don't have to reprove them of the way they're doing. Just be what God told you to be. Just live like God told you to live. Walk like you're supposed to walk. Talk like you're supposed to talk. Act like you're supposed to act. Dress like you're supposed to dress. Go where you're supposed to go. Ain't God, stay away from where you're supposed to stay away. And just be what God wants you to be. Ain't God. And it shows them up. It shines the light on them. Ain't God, they're walking in darkness. You're walking in light. And that turns, ain't God, their deeds are being reproved, and so they lash out at you. Amen. Despisers of those that are good. Oh my, let me say it this way. The old mule was in the pasture and nobody's saying much about him. One day the owner bought a fine horse and put it down there with the mule. And one day the wolf come by, and the mule said to the wolf, how about killing that horse for me? He said, why? Is there not enough pasture for both of you? He said, oh, there's plenty. He said, is there not enough water for both of you? He said, there's plenty. He said, what's the problem? He said, ever since he's been in the pasture, everybody comes by and says, what a beautiful horse and what an ugly mule. The mule's just being the mule and the horse just being the horse, but it upset the mule. And when you live for God in this ungodly world, amen, when you don't float down the stream but paddle up, hey, are you hearing me? Thank God the world automatically despises your victory, amen? For this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith, amen? Are y'all listening to me? Hallelujah. Lastly, I'm through tonight. I'm talking about despisers. There's those that despise God and His greatness and His goodness and His grace. There are those that despise the godly. Amen. Our virtue, our voice, and our victory. There are those that despise the gift of God. When I speak of the gift tonight, I'm talking about His Son. For according to John 3:16, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not His Son in the world to condemn the world, but the world through Him might be saved. But yet they despise that gift. Can I say, first of all, they despise His birth. Amen. Luke 2:7 said there was no room for Him in the inn. That is, Mary was heavy with child, about to be delivered a child. Amen. And He was wrapped in swaddling clothes and laid in a manger, for there was no room for them in the inn. Amen. And I understand you could interpret that as being, since all of Israel had been moved by the command, amen, that the lodging place or the inn got full. But I'll remind you of something. Amen. This is Mary and Joseph's hometown. This was their kinfolks and their kindred. And the reason why there was no room for the inn for them is when they looked at Mary and realized that she had come with child before her and Joseph had come together, they said, we don't want you at our place.
You're right, brother.
And not one family member, not one kindred, amen, would allow, amen, her to come and that child to be born in their place. Is anybody listening to the preacher? They despised His birth. Are you hearing me? As a matter of fact, it started before He was born, or the time of His birth, and continued all through His life. Even in His public ministry, in Matthew chapter 13 and verse number 55, Jesus is preaching, hey God, and He said, if you were Abraham's children, you'd do the works of Abraham. If Abraham was your father, you'd do the works of Abraham. And they looked at Him and said, well, I'll tell you one thing, we're not of fornication. We have one Father. Even God is our Father. So they were despising His birth. Are you listening to me? They despised His birth. Oh, are you hearing me? Oh my. Oh, are you listening to me tonight? Oh, they are despising the very gift of the Lord. Amen. Oh, are you listening to me tonight? Amen. Thank the Lord. Well, oh my, tonight. Thank God. Oh my. Then they said, thank God, is not this the, after they got past the point of fornication, and they said, is not this the carpenter's son?
Yeah.
What's this fellow doing teaching in the synagogue and in the temple and on the seaside? Oh, what's he doing preaching and teaching? Who is he anyhow? Well, that's the carpenter's son. But they needed to look far. Father, thank God he wasn't Joseph's son, nor was he a fornication. But as the good angel said, thank God to Mary, the Holy Ghost shall overshadow thee, and that send thy womb shall be of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Christ was conceived of the Holy Ghost. Thank God. And if we can't believe that and preach that and have that tonight, we can't have nothing else. Thank God.
was born without sin, hey God, and he had no sin, and he was manifest to take away our sin. Amen. He was in all points tempted, yet without sin. He is born without it, lived without it, died without it, rose again, and he's at the right hand making intercession for us. You can despise the gift, but it's true tonight. He's the only begotten Son of God. Hallelujah. He's God incarnate. He's God in the flesh. He is holy, harmless, and separate from sinners. I'm telling you tonight, thank God, hallelujah, he was born as God's holy begotten Son. Woo! Hallelujah. Amen. Despise the gift. They despise his birth. And then they despise him because he has no beauty. Amen. Isaiah 53 said, let me get to the end of verse 2. And when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Amen. When nobody, thank God, oh, when he was born all of his life, and even to his death, oh my, that looked at him with any desire for him. Amen. But Isaiah said we despised him. Amen. Oh my. As a matter of fact, he said he was despised. He is despised and was despised. And he said when he was despised, when he was neglected as unworthy of regard, when he was thought little or nothing of, amen, then we did esteem him not. Amen. Or we did not think of him or regard him.
Bless him, Lord.
Hallelujah. Oh my. Woo! But the Shulamite maiden in the Song of Solomon said, he's altogether lovely.
Yeah, come on.
The law may despise him, but if you ever come to know him as your Lord and Savior and fall helplessly in love with him, and God, and all the love of God shall abide in your heart by the Holy Ghost, and God, you'll have to say, he is altogether lovely. Amen. Hallelujah. No beauty that we should desire him. Amen. I never was at any of those places, but I've seen recordings years ago. Elvis Presley would go out on stage and the women scream and holler. The teenagers would have fits and pass out. Amen. Oh my, when the Beatles came to America in the 60s, they did the same thing. And Jesus came and walked the streets of Jerusalem and up and down. There's no crowds. Oh, they thronged him up for the miracles, but they did not desire him. He was despised. We did esteem him smitten and stricken of God, yet he hath borne our sorrow. He was wounded for our transgression. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. Despised his beauty. I'm about through tonight. They despised the gift who was God's Son. Then they despised his beliefs. What he said to them, they, matter of fact, Mark chapter 15, verses 29 and 30, he's on the cross. And the Bible said, they that passed by railed on him, wagging their heads, and saying, oh, thou that destroyest the temple and build it in 3 days, save thyself and come down from the cross. The fellow that said, if you will tear this temple down in 3 days, I'll build it again. Save yourself. Come off of that cross.
Right.
You made that statement. That's your belief. That's your doctrine. That's what you taught to us. So now make it come to pass.
Right.
They despise his beliefs.
Yep. You're right, brother.
Are you hearing me tonight?
Amen. When he spoke to the Pharisees in Luke chapter number 16 concerning the parable of the rich man that had a steward, the Bible said the Pharisees who were covetous heard these things and they derided him. They despised his belief. Didn't take him at his word. Means nothing to us. Amen. Oh my. And in John chapter 10 and verse 20, here's what some said about him, according to John chapter 10 and verse 20. And this was just after John chapter 10, that famous chapter where he said, I am the good shepherd and to give my life for the sheep. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, shall go in and out and find pasture. All that's in John chapter 10. And when they get down to verse number 20, here's what they say. And many of them said, he hath a devil and is mad. Why hear ye him? They despised him. In other words, they scorned him. They neglected him as unworthy of regard. They thought little or nothing of him. Amen? And that despising kept on until they were literally mean and despicable to him. And Peter said, you with wicked hands have crucified the Lord of glory. Are you hearing me? What about you tonight? Are you a despiser of God? Are you a despiser of God? Are you a despiser of the gift tonight? Or have you looked to Him and Him alone tonight? Have you bowed your will and surrendered your will to His? Have you come under His authority, His Lordship? Have you trusted Christ as your only and all-sufficient Savior tonight? Does He live inside of you? Does He walk and talk with you? Do you have not just the gift of eternal life? Oh my. But for that gift is in a person. Amen. It's in the Lord Jesus Christ. Do you have Him tonight? He that hath the Son hath life. He that hath not the Son hath not life. Let's stand to our feet tonight all across the building. If they'll come with a verse of song and sing.